Hey, everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching episode 393 of Power Rangers, Power Rangers Time Force, episode 15, Clash for Control, part the second.
It aired May 12th, 2001, written by Judd Lynn and Jackie Marchand, this time directed by Isaac Florentine.
Oh, who's last one? Goichi?
Goichi was last time, so it's weird that they swap in the middle of a two-parter.
I don't think they've done that in like 8 years on the show. I feel like maybe the season one, they were like, we'll flip them around. But I feel like they've been consistently doing, like, everyone does the same multi-parter.
Yeah.
That's weird.
It is weird. I just want, like, a nice tell-all book written by Power Ranger directors.
There's kind of
how
one?
This worked? How this happened?
There's a visual history of Power Rangers.
I had seen that.
I don't know how, microbial they get with the
it's just a picture of Pudgy Pig. It's like, this is from the food fight episode in 1993 or whatever.
And then there's like an asterisk that's like, Pudgy's pig's real name is Pudgeworth Pig.
Pudgeworth Pygmalion.
Pygmalion. And he's gonna eat them. He's gonna eat them all up.
Except the hots.
Can't do the hots. I get it.
No banana peppers on his Subway sub.
Right there with you. Are banana peppers that hot?
They're included in the do you want hots question at Subway.
Okay. I haven't been to a Subway in 5 years minimum.
Yeah.
So.
How long have we lived here? Because I have not had Subway
five years.
Since I quit Walmart.
Yeah, same. So. No, I had I think when I was in Florida for MineCon, I had a Subway sandwich. That was still 2013. It was still 5 years ago.
Every time plus. I think, I could have a sub. Subway's the last place I think of that I would get one.
Now.
I go to Thundercloud, yeah.
Yeah. Also, their Sunrise Subway Melt is the best thing they have. So, pro tip, that with tomatoes is real good. It's how I survived still getting Subway at Walmart 2 years after I got sick of it. Anyway, if you're new here, we don't usually talk about Subway this much. What we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, you come back with us and talk about it. Just gonna roll with it. You come back, we come back, everybody comes back.
You're here the whole time. You actually come back.
You
to
do
us.
Have to come back. That sting happens, that little musical number happens, and then you make a choice. And then you come back to listen to this carousel of progress.
This what we do here.
This thing. And you can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs, and you should, because Time Force is good. And Power Rangers is cool. Even when it's bad, Power Rangers is still like a thing you should check out. Or don't is the other thing you could do.
But then why are you here?
Here's the thing. Maybe you've watched Power Rangers in the past and you don't want to watch it again. You don't have 22 minutes to watch it again. You do have an hour and change to listen to two dummies talk about it, though.
Well, here's the thing. When you're watching Power Rangers, you're watching Power
That's
Rangers.
That's all you can do.
When you're listening to these dummies, you could be doing anything else.
You can do dishes.
Play a video game.
Play a video game.
Be at your job sometimes, depending on what it is.
My job changed again to be back to my old version of my job, and now I listen to podcasts all day, and I'm running out. I catch up twice a week. It's wild.
I listen to two shows.
And you're caught up on both.
I'm caught up on, three shows. But The Empty Bowl is very sparse and very short.
It's like every 3 weeks, something
like
that.
It's like a 25-minute episode. By the way, I got the mini donuts cereal.
Is it good?
I thought it was just going to be big frosted Cheerios, but it's not. It's very good.
Oh.
I recommend it.
I might check that out.
And now that I'm caught up, of course, I'm going in an hour before the store opens.
Right, so now you have.
So now I need to find something else to listen to.
Right.
It's slow going, finding a new podcast that grips me.
Rabbits.
See,
have you
here's
checked
the thing.
Out Rabbits?
I have listened to the first episode of Rabbits when it came out, and I was like, I don't like this.
Well, did you listen to 10 episodes of Rabbits? That's
no.
The trick, really.
I listened to most of one.
But you didn't even get to the part where there's a video game. There's an arcade game.
I did not get to the arcade game. I got to the altered reality game, I guess is what it is.
Yeah.
When it's like real people playing a game in a real world.
Yeah, Rabbits.
And her friend was missing and maybe was.
And Peter Self.
In a.
A big part of that first episode was how her friend Peter Self.
She peed herself and was maybe. There was a photo of her.
In a magazine?
Because she had a tattoo that. she recognized.
Look, we're not going to be. I think we talked about Pacific Northwest stories so much two episodes ago that no one's ever going to listen to this podcast ever again.
Well, then why stop now?
It's just us talking now. Just for the five people left. Because now you're making. I think I might download all of Rabbits tomorrow and re listen to it.
Well,
see what you've done, Josh?
Look,
you did this.
You just said you're running out, so you're welcome. I'm glad I could help.
Anyway, let's go watch Clash for Control Part 2.
Time for Time Force. Time Force! Time Force! Power Rangers! And we're back, and we just watched Clash for Control Part 2.
Mm-hmm.
And we watched it.
We did watch the whole thing. Now. All of it.
Every
pretty
second
much all of it.
It.
We did dip out a little bit into the credits, because, you know, why would you watch all the credits? It's going to be the same every time.
That's not part of the episode. That's just the credits.
Yeah, morphingrid.tumblr.com. I got to get used to not saying that. I said it for so long, and now it's just this vestige of my failure. Really. HeyJakeandJosh.com/MorphinGrid is where our archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphinGrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We're on Gooseleberry Podcast. I panicked, and I could not think of a single real one.
Is that real?
No.
Goozleberry?
Goozleberry.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, Google it. Maybe it's real. Googleberry Podcast. we're also on Google Podcast, Google Play sometimes when they decide it's cool for us to be on there. We're on Stitcher.
They don't just lop off the back half of the episode.
Or they're just like, here's like 16 random minutes from an episode. Cool. Stitcher also sometimes just won't show episodes. There's nothing we can do about this. That's just how they decide to do things.
All we do is say, this is the feed. And they go, yeah, we got it.
Got it, thanks.
And then it's out of our hands after
and
that.
And then they go like, we don't like this one. No. But there's also a bunch of other places you can find us, a whole bunch of other podcatchers. And if you want to leave us a rating and review, that'd be pretty great. Also, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh for as little as $1 a month. Get some cool stuff in return, including Tattooed Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills episodes where we review that wonderful gem of a show.
It's just delightful.
I think it's very good, and I'm sort of obsessed with it, and you don't know how hard it is to just not watch the whole thing when you're not here, and we're not getting paid to do it.
Look, you could, and I would never know.
I could.
And even if I did know, who the hell am I going to tell?
I want to, and I might, but also we haven't reached the Patreon goal to get to the next set anyway, so like...
Here's the thing, if you want... to write a comic book about
it. I gotta know the whole story.
You need to know all the lore.
What happens to Nimbar?
You can't just drop off in episode 20, whatever we're on.
I think 20.
Are we that high?
Yeah.
Oh. So we're like halfway?
Yeah, just about.
Well, I think we probably know all the lore, if I had to guess.
Who knows? They just introduced a new celestial...
knight?
Galactic Sentinel.
Yes.
Galactic Sentinel, like 3 episodes ago.
Anyway. We're giving away too much for
free.
Yeah,
you gotta. That'll cost you $1. Everybody on Patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh. Now, here's a weird thing, and this is like boring production stuff. So if you don't care, skip ahead like 35 seconds. So we normally record even episodes on Wednesdays, odd episodes on Mondays. We're still doing that, but because there was one episode last week, and this is a two-parter, these two-parters have to go on at the same time, which means that now. Odd episodes air on Mondays. Now, that's whatever you say. Well, normally, that's when we recorded our Friday episodes, and that's when we did all like the Patreon backers, the thanking backers and thanking people who do reviews, stuff like that. We had to record a podcast as soon as we're done here, so we're going to turn that into now it's going to be on Fridays still, but we are recording them. No, now it'll be on Mondays.
Right.
When we record on Wednesdays.
Yes.
So this is a Friday episode, which is going to trip me up for about 5 weeks until there's another two-parter and it'll switch back. But, yeah, that's just what's going on here. So we got our email. I don't know if we have reviews. I don't think we have any new patrons, but we're going to take care of that on Monday. So do you want to just jump right in to Clash for Control part two.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, tough, because my notes are still at the bottom. Hold on.
The okay. One time I say yes.
We start off with the Q-Rex stomping around downtown. I don't know if you remember. That's where Q-Rex was.
That's where we ended off last time.
Yeah. And he's still stomping around. Eric's like, it's out of control. And the Rangers called a Megazord. Because, like, how else are you going to deal with that problem? Right?
Yeah. That's the thing that keeps coming up in this episode. Is that I don't understand how Eric thinks he's going to deal with the problem.
I don't know. Like, first of all, they're doing some weird stuff with Eric in this episode where they're like, every time he's alone by himself, he's like very sympathetic. Like, he's like, they're going to get killed. Like, they need help. But then as soon as anybody else is talking to Eric, he's like, shut up. I hate you. I'm Eric and I'm going to punch you in the neck.
I hate Eric.
Hate?
I dislike him very strongly.
Hate is strong.
Hate isn't that strong anymore. It's like epic. It's just lost all its luster.
I hate the word epic. When I hear the word epic, like, my bones try to escape through my pores.
That's how hate is, too.
Yeah, well,
it doesn't mean anything anymore because people just say it.
There's nothing strong. Like, I can't be like, I loathe that, or else like I want to wedgie myself. You know?
If you say loathe, you're just like a pretentious dink.
Like, I'm not some 18th century earl. Like, I can't loathe something. Like, I just hate it, and like that's the emotion of dislike that is like stronger than, oh, I don't like that. Because my new I don't like that is, well, like, I have zero feelings about it.
I do hate Eric right now.
Okay.
He's a dink, and I don't want him on the screen whenever he's there.
That's fair. See, I like Eric
because
I think he's an interesting character, but he is super a dink.
I don't think he's an interesting character because he's mad at Wes because Wes wanted to abandon friends to be friends with Eric.
See, I think that's what's fascinating about Eric is that he's also an idiot because he doesn't. He has, like, concocted this whole, like, fiction about Wes that is not supported in the show at all.
Because Wes turns out of the party and is like, hey, Eric, do you want to hang out? He's like, it's always about you, Wes!
You're only thinking about yourself. We have textual evidence that that's not true.
I'm sure he's going to win me over with his kicks. I know it's coming.
Yeah, you'll see. But he's also got a really weird shirt that he's going to be wearing in an upcoming episode.
I love a weird shirt.
Oh, you're going to love this one.
But this hasn't happened yet. So as of this episode, I still hate him.
That's fair. So anyway, Eric's like, oh, he's out of control. They call the Megazord. They start fighting. They're like just grappling. And then it comes to Eric. He's like, this is all my fault. Which is like, again, it's just weirdly out of character for Eric. And then we cut to the theme song. And when we come back.
It's weird because he does that. When he's by himself, but when he's around other people
he's
and acting
full, like defensive
and he's just
mode.
Being Eric, but it doesn't seem like he's putting it on.
No.
So it's very weird that he's like almost two different people if he's around somebody or by himself.
I think he just gets so over. I think he's got a wicked inferiority complex. I think he gets so overwhelmed by that whenever any other human is around him that he, like, just can't chill. And that's why I like Eric, because, like, I kind of get it. But we go to the theme song, we come back, we're in the future. You remember Wesker? Remember Albert Wesker from Resident Evil? Remember how he lives in the future now? Well, he sends a time shadow back. It's been, like, 4 episodes since we've seen him. It's been a minute.
It's been since Eric...
At least since Eric, and I think the last couple time shadows, even were just like, time shadows here, don't worry about it. Like, someone's sending it back, but like, you get it. So they fight. They're double teaming Q-Rex. They got him on the ropes, and they're like, yeah, we got him on the ropes. And then he's like, oh, wait, I got like a bunch of lasers all over my body.
I'm like 80% lasers.
I'm pretty much just a bunch of guns on a T-Rex, and then like shoots them a million times, and the time shadow gets shot back into the future. The Megazord red mode, I think it's in red mode, also just like dips. The Rangers get knocked out, and then like Ted like gloats about it. You remember Ted, the big tank guy?
Yeah.
I forgot what his name was, and I was like, oh, what is his name? And I looked at him and I went, oh no, it's Ted. Because he just looks like a Ted to me.
That's how you know you picked a good one.
That's it. Also, I realized that the episode before Eric showed up, the bad guy, the water bear electric guy. I was like, oh, Eric, because I forgot Eric's name was Eric, and I didn't know he was coming up this soon.
Oh, man. So he's not in that one, at least, so hopefully it's not too confusing.
So we just got Eric a cameo an episode early. Ted gloats. He's like, I control the Q-Rex. Wow. And then we cut to the Q-Rex, like, running away into the woods to find a cave to, like, take a nap in because it's injured. And it's, like, screaming and writhing in pain. And it's, like, upsetting.
It is.
Like, I want to pet Q-Rex on the nose and be like, it's going to be okay. Here's a big goat for you to eat. I don't know what dinosaurs would eat nowadays, but I feel like goat is a good place to start.
In Jurassic Park, they lower a goat in on, like, a weird gurney into the T-Rex pen. So, I guess it's goats.
Canon. That's canon. And there's Dr. Hammond's in Time Force.
That's
so
deep in that T-Rex lore.
Yep.
They eat goats.
They love a goat. Do you think the chupacabra is just a T-Rex? Like, you know how, like, Nessie is, like, a plesiosaur?
Yeah.
But, like, somehow still alive? Do you think the chupacabra is just, like, a T-Rex but still alive?
No. Only because the chupacabra is not, like, three stories tall.
Well, I mean,
it's, like, a little,
I mean,
maybe it's, like, a raptor.
All animals have, like, gotten smaller over time.
That's true, but now, but T-Rex is just chicken.
What if it's
now?
Just, like, what if it's, like, a 5'6" T-Rex? Like, it's not huge, but it's also not, like, little.
Is that not just a raptor?
I mean, no, I think the head shape is different. And like,
no, you're right. They definitely have a, like, taller
They're leaner.
Raptors are sleeker.
Yeah.
So it's just this, like, jacked up T-Rex. Just this, like the size of an average dude.
Yeah, just like a regular sized, a slightly short man.
Taking
but
goats.
But taller than me, for sure. Yeah, just eating goats.
I think that's it.
Sucking out all their goat juice.
I think we solved the chupacabra.
I think we figured it out. Just a T-Rex. So then, what happens next? Oh, it's writhing in pain. Yeah, it's very upsetting. I do not like it. We cut from there to Eric in Papa Colin's office, and I can't wait until he gets a name, but I don't think it's ever going to happen, so I'm just going to call him Papa Collins forever, probably.
And it's just Mr. Collins in the credits,
yeah.
So I doubt there's a first name, because also in the opening credits, they spoiled something.
Yep, well, they spoiled it several episodes ago, so, and we didn't realize it until this one.
So if there was a name, I feel like they would just throw it in there.
Right, yeah. No reason not to. So Eric's like, I think I should be the leader of the Silver Guardians. I'm a Power Ranger. He slaps his morpher a couple times.
He taps it with the two fingers, like the same way he tapped his gun.
I do like that.
So it's good consistency.
I like these little character quirks. And then Collins negs Eric extremely hard, I think. I think this is like a wicked neg that he's trying to do.
Yeah, because Eric's like, I should lead the Silver Guardians because I am the Quantum Ranger.
I'm now the Quantum Ranger.
And Papa Collins is like, I'm going to have a Power Ranger lead the team, but not you. You're a chump, basically.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, it'd be cool. Like, yeah, being a Quantum Ranger is cool or whatever, but, like, I'm going to have four Rangers with Megazords, so, like, what do you got? And first of all,
he has the TF Eagle.
Yeah. Is that a Biolab Ridge?
Maybe.
Where did that thing come from?
I don't know.
I think I hate the TF Eagle because it makes no sense.
I don't think it is from Biolab because did they know he was the Quantum Ranger at the point when he called
it? Did it come out of his morpher?
It was in the box. It came with the morpher, and on the outside of the box, it said TF Eagle included.
Just like, call it. It'll come. Yeah. Okay, so then he's like, yeah, I'm going to have four Rangers, I'm going to have Zords, and Eric's like, well, what if I go to Zord? Would you love me then, Dad?
Will you be my dad then?
Will you be my dad if I get a Zord? And he's like, I don't know.
That would be pretty impressive.
I guess that would be cool, but only one way to find out. So then we cut back to the Power Rangers. They're like, the Q-Rex kicked our butts real bad. It kind of sucked how much that big giant T-Rex ate us. And then Circuit's like, yeah, well, you beat it up pretty bad, but in 2 hours, it'll be perfectly fine. It takes only 2 hours to fully recharge it and fix it all the way back up by itself. And they're like, ah, beans, we should probably find it before then.
So it does cut back into the cave because the first time when he's going into the cave and he's crying out in pain, he's just like lying down.
Yeah.
He's like, oh God, I need to sleep this off. But then we cut back after we find out that it can recharge and it's glowing like orange red.
Yeah.
And just screaming into the cave.
Yeah. And also the suit actor is doing some real good T-Rex acting.
Because that's a very uncomfortable suit.
It's got to be.
Because he's just hunched over all the time.
Yeah, you got to be like hunched forward.
This like 30-pound T-Rex head on top of his neck.
On top of like a big tail to counterbalance, kind of, and like a Gatling gun.
So it's not just like a pleasant nap. It's painful for him to heal.
And I'm sure
even
this is...
though he's just a robot.
Yeah, I don't know. Look, it's time magic. Who knows?
Or they took the consciousness of a Tyrannosaurus Rex and infused it
into
it right in there.
Like, it's literally got the thoughts and feelings and emotions of a T-Rex. So, like, I don't know. Maybe. Who knows? But they're like, yeah, we need the morpher. So then Wes goes to talk to Eric, and he goes to Biolab. And Eric's like, you got a lot of nerve showing up here after what you did to our dad. And Wes is like, what? No, we need to talk. And then, like, looks over, like, a receptionist and, like, just some other woman there.
This was weird because Eric came down, like, the little stairs in the lobby with the girl that's on the outside of the counter.
Uh-huh.
And then Wes stopped him and talked to him. And in the background, the girl behind the counter and the girl in front of the counter are, like, looking over and giggling like, oh, look at those two cute boys.
Yeah. And I was like, Wes, like, not here.
Wes sees it. I was like, we have to get away from them.
We can't. And then, he's like, yeah, not here. And I was like, Wes, they know you're a Power Ranger already. I mean, but I guess you don't want to talk about Power Ranger business.
But, right.
But still, your secret's out. There was a company-wide memo, it seems like. So then they get to this abandoned area. I don't even know what it is. They're at an abandoned place. And Eric's basically like, you mad? Are you mad? Right. Am I making you mad because I am a Power Ranger now? You spoiled rich boy. Are you mad? And Wes is like, that is not anything about the point. Like, that, it's not even close. Like, there is a giant rampaging Tyrannosaurus made of metal that no one can control except the bad guys. We need to figure this out. You need to give me that morpher back. And Eric's like, well, what are you going to do that I can't? It's like, well, he does regularly use Megazords, so maybe he's got a little experience up on you.
He also has control of one that can fight it.
Yeah.
Eric, you do not.
Yeah, dingus.
You can fly at it in your dumb eagle plane.
And your little eagle. It looks like a Lego ship to me.
It does.
Then Eric's like, doesn't matter because I'm going to be leading the Power Rangers soon anyway. And Wes is like, what are you talking about? And he's like, oh, you didn't know? Down, down, down.
We get a weird, like, imagination sequence.
That's later.
Okay. Or it's like an alternate flash forward.
Yeah, it's just like a fantasy sequence, like in Scrubs.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Eric as the Quantum Ranger replacing the Red Ranger, like being in front of the team as they're like, let's go. And it's just like, what? Is it in the Sentai? Is it the same? Is it the Quantum Ranger in the Sentai also going like, I'm going to lead and then having his own fantasy?
My guess is because the Sentai
is very similar.
Is like Pink Ranger's boyfriend in the future gets killed and they come back. And
it's like the same story pretty much, yeah.
My theory is that the Quantum Ranger is the boyfriend from the future.
Okay.
Maybe like before he got killed, he gets the quantum powers and comes back.
No, because here's the thing is when we saw Eric get the powers, half of that was Sentai footage.
Right.
Of just like a guy in a Silver Guardians outfit.
But that could be he was hiding among
soldiers
or something.
Maybe. I don't know.
Who knows?
That'd be pretty.
Do I have Time Ranger yet?
It's the second newest one. I think they put out another one like.
I might.
Very recently.
I can't remember which one my mom got me for Christmas this year. It might have been this one.
I don't know.
Not like I'll watch it anytime soon.
You just want them.
I just have them.
When's the last time you watched it?
I don't know. I'm like a dragon that way.
I just gotta have them.
Because someday I will want to watch them.
Here's the thing. Everything except for the newest season that Shout Factory puts out, stream for free on shoutfactory.tv.
Yeah, but what happens if the internet stops forever?
Well, then I guess we're fucked.
Then I have them on DVD.
Then this podcast is over.
We can mail you CDs. That's part of the bonus of being a Patreon, is we have your mailing address.
Oh, if you're a patron, even if the internet goes out, we don't have access to Patreon.
We better save those addresses.
I might have to download them. Okay, we got to set up a P.O. box. And if you want Morphin Grid after the internet goes down, you got to mail us $5 a month.
And we'll send you the new episode.
And we'll send you a disc with four episodes, or no, 8 episodes on it.
Right.
That's a deal. That's a steal.
Yeah.
For around 8 hours of content, you can't get that anywhere else but here on the Morphin Grid. I can't imagine analog podcasts.
There'd be like a catalog you get, and you get to pick the shows you want.
Oh my God.
And you just get like a binder full of CDs every month of the podcasts you listen to.
I know I don't have the time or the ability in any way to make this, but right now, in this moment in time, I want nothing more than to make a zine that is just a podcast order catalog.
Yeah.
Just like, which ones do you want? Here's the production code for the podcast. Put it down on this slip. No cash on delivery. You got to send that in early.
I have never heard anyone, we've probably talked about this a million times, no advertisement ever said COD's fine.
I think probably before our time, maybe.
Right.
Like in the 70s or 80s.
It was that weird transfer period where they're like, this is an obsolete thing now.
Yeah.
And it's super sketchy, so we don't do
it
anymore.
Grandparents are still going to try it.
Right.
It's like, no, you got to use a credit card, which nobody had in the early 90s.
Yeah.
Like, my parents didn't have one.
I think my mom had one. I mean, I obviously wasn't allowed to use it.
No. That'd be ridiculous.
And debit cards saved.
Fixed that, yeah.
It saved all that, but then the internet killed home shopping.
Yeah. Whoops.
Well, TV shopping. Home shopping is, like, in this big boom period, but it's all internet-based.
Yeah, if I could get... The problem with home shopping now is that the delivery fee is not worth it most of the time.
Yeah.
Because, like, I would get groceries delivered if it wasn't, like, it's going to be $25 on top of you paying for all your groceries. Nah, I think I'm good probably on that. But the idea that someone could just, like, bring cereal to my house for me is pretty nice. But I'm not making that kind of money. I'm not making COD money.
No.
So anyway, we cut back to the clock tower. And the Rangers are there. Jen pulls out a map. She's like, here's where the Quantasaurus appeared. So, like, that's where we got to start. It ran this way. We got to start. And as she's saying this, in walks Papa Collins. And they're like, oh, no. And Jen's like, Mr. Collins, what can we do for you? And he's like, this place looks familiar. And his weird toady is like, you own it, sir. Which is a very good joke.
And he just goes, I thought he was going to be a lot more sinister. Because he's propositioning them to join the
Silver Guardians. Yeah, he's like, I want to hire you, yeah.
I thought he was going to be, or I'll kick you out of my tower.
Honestly, I feel like that's next, right?
Like, yeah, like, it almost has to be, because now he knows he owns where they live.
Yeah, so we cut from there to Eric being like, yeah, he's going to hire them. They want to get Rancic, and with his money and resources, they're going to do it way faster than working with you, dummy.
And then Wes does the Tidus laugh from Final Fantasy X a little bit. He does a better job than that, but he's definitely act laughing.
Yes. He's like, you're crazy. That's never going to happen. He's like, yeah, he's there right now, and I'm going to lead the Power Rangers by the end of the day.
And he says, like, their only objective, the only thing they wanted to do is catch Rancic, and you don't think they'll be able to do that faster with my dad's money and technology?
With my new dad? And
Wes's face kind of sinks when he says that. He's like, oh, crap, he's right.
Eric lays out, like, a lot of reasons. I don't remember all of them, but it's, like, a lot of, like, good, well-reasoned arguments about, like, why this is gonna happen.
They're all just tinged enough to, like, twist the knife a little bit.
And so Wes is like, I don't care. And he's like, yeah, you didn't even think about any of that, did you, Wes? You're only thinking about yourself. Well, Eric. we do have textual evidence of him being like, ah, I don't want to go to this cool party that I want to go to. I want to hang out with you, my friend who hates me, Eric.
And then Eric said, no, I'm quitting school and everything because you hate me and everybody. And
here's
I hate
my
them
backpack.
Too.
You need to return my library books now.
Take my trapper keeper and leave me alone.
Get out of my face. I got big plans for me, baby. And then Wes is like kind of dumbfounded. And Eric's like, and if you want this morpher, you got to go through me. And Wes is like, yeah, now I really want to do that because I'm mad at you. And so they do a running morph. Eric's is really cool because we see a little bit more of the Sentai running morph where, like, the light bursts out of it and, like turns him into the Quantum Ranger. And then Wes is it, like, he's running and he does the morph and it, like, cuts to after the morph. It's really well done. Like, it's a running morph, but also running into Sentai footage,
yeah,
which I don't think we've seen before. At least not very often.
No, I can't think of it. It's very cool, though.
Yeah.
Every running morph is very cool.
It's the best. It's so dope. So then they fight. We cut back to Ted, and he's waking up Q-Rex, and he's like, I command you, get up. And then he's basically like, I'm going to do some tests. Put your right foot in. Put your right foot out. Put your right foot in. Shake it all about. Like, he's just, like, doing, like, turn around. Look over there.
Yeah, and come then, this way. And then the T-Rex just runs off.
And Ted's like, where are you going? But it's like, he is also following your orders. So, like, probably to the city to destroy things.
I feel like it's not so much where you're going. It's why are you going that fast?
Okay.
Because, like, I need to... Because he says, I need to catch up to him because I don't want to miss this.
Right. So, we cut back to Wes and Eric fighting. They see the Q-Rex running into town, and Eric's like, oh, I'm going to go get the Q-Rex now. And Wes is like, Eric, we need, like, you're being really selfish about the fate of the world. And then Eric's like, you're not going to get it, though, and shoots Wes and then runs.
It's mine! Bow,
bow, bow. It's like, what? What? He is the opposite of a team player.
Yeah.
He is a loose cannon, as Circuit will call him later.
He's a hothead.
Yeah. He's the Riggs of Power Rangers. So he runs off to go get the Q-Rex. We cut to the Kilver Guardians. They show up. And the lead guy who never got a name is like, our clients own this building. Make sure everyone gets out safe. And I like that they just like make sure to mention that like they're only here because they are paid to be here. Like
right.
they are contracted. So Wes chases down Eric as they're coming over this like hill or like ledge or whatever. The Rangers are coming and Eric's like, there's my team, Wes, coming to back me up so we can go kill this monster. And then Eric's like, come on, follow me, and like runs. And the Rangers just run straight past him to Wes. And it is my favorite moment. Not to spoil the end of this episode of the Morphin Grid. This is my favorite moment in the episode. It's so good. Because then Eric's like, what? How could you not want more money? And Jen's like, idiot. Like, that's not as important to us as, like, teamwork and friendship. It's really good.
It is. And then they, like, regroup and go fight it.
Yeah. And Eric's like, oh, good luck. And then I guess, like, goes off.
I'm going to go pout on a roof.
Yeah, right? So then...
It's like Batman. I'm just going to go sulk on a gargoyle.
Yeah. What a great ability to just have.
Just be up there.
Like, just like, I want to pout somewhere. What's the best place to do that? Oh, on a gargoyle.
In front of the full moon?
Yeah.
Looks pretty rad.
It's got to be the life.
It's always foggy.
Yep.
Just foggy enough.
Just foggy enough. The moon's perfect, but there's no stars. Rangers call their Zords. We show all of them getting launched. They go into mode red. Time Shadow gets launched.
I had a thought while this was happening, and I think... I figured it out right before we started recording.
Okay.
And my thought was, why do the Zords have to be punched back in time, but when they go back to the future, they just zip in?
I don't know.
And what I think it is because going into the future, they're swimming with the current, but to come back to the past...
Oh, you gotta... That's going upstream.
They need the extra oomph.
Yeah.
From the big punch.
From Golf Boy Pro. Yeah, no, I like that.
Yeah.
Because that's true. Time does move forward.
Right.
So.
Like, you can go, you can swim upstream.
It just
but
sucks.
It's harder.
You ever seen those salmon swimming upstream?
Yeah, man, they're fighting.
You know why they do that? So they can go back to where they were born and lay eggs and die.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Or get caught by bears.
Or get eaten by bears. When they're, like, just jumping out, I love the bears that just, like, stab them with the claws. Like, gotcha.
Yes!
Been practicing this my whole life. Been waiting all year for this. So, Ted grows. I didn't see what made him grow. I think he just pulls his scab off.
Yeah, because they get into the Time Shadow Megazord, whatever that's called. They put on the Time Shadow
The Shadow Force Megazord?
I think that's it.
Yeah. When the Time Shadow Snowsuit.
And then he says, hey, I want to fight too, and just rips his scab off.
Okay. Circuit's like, they might be too powerful now that there's two of them. It's like, well, thanks for your vote of confidence, Circuit.
You know, since the Q-Rex just kicked your butt. Well, they do have the Time Shadow now, too.
They do. So they throw a time net. They call it a laser net or a raisin net, depending on how hard you're listening. I didn't hear the first part, so I thought he just said time net. And I throw that on Q-Rex, who breaks out of it immediately.
It was really weird, because it catches the Q-Rex, but then Ted just, like, motions at it, and it pops off.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what that was.
He has anti-net powers. Laser nets, raisin nets, they're all ineffective against Ted.
Aw, damn. Raisin nets are great. Dark chocolate raisin nets? That's a jam.
I have a weird relationship with raisin nets in that I don't like them.
Okay.
But if I'm offered them, I will eat a million.
Okay. I get that. I just love them.
Not that I, like, don't like raisin nets.
You're not going to go out of your way.
I'm never going to buy raisin nets.
Yeah. They are my favorite. They are my favorite movie theater snack food. Candy snack.
No, I like Bunch of Crunch. Or Butterfinger BBs, but they're not around anymore.
No, Bunch of Crunch is great, but I feel like they got harder over the last since my youth. Maybe I'm just old and my teeth are bad now, and like they're
maybe
like when I bite into something, it fights back now. But I feel like Bunch of Crunches are like sturdier than they should be. But the Raisinette, it's just like, oh, I don't even like raisins that much, but like you dip it in chocolate.
I really don't like plain raisins. I don't like
them. I like them in things, but I don't like a raisin by itself. Anyway, this is not important.
Sorry we're doing that so much.
It's just, I don't know. It's just what we're doing this season. We're actually way ahead of schedule.
We are.
So like maybe we should just talk about raisinettes for 25 minutes.
Raisinettes and QVC.
What's the weirdest thing you ever wanted to buy on a home shopping network?
You know, I don't. The only thing I ever really remember seeing on there is like bad rings.
Like jewelry?
Yeah.
That's weird. I remember seeing things like.
Or like a world map.
Yeah. I don't actually know. I said that. And then the only thing I can think of is infomercials. Like,
yeah.
I absolutely want a set of these knives that are made out of like.
Katana blades.
Yeah, they're like Hattori Hanzo 500 times folded. Right. So you can chop tomatoes nice.
Without squishing them too much.
I mean, look, here's the trick. Hey, pro tip. If you're ever slicing a tomato, just take the tip of the knife, cut like a 1 centimeter line in the skin, and then start there. Because now you've got a guide, and you're not going to squish
it. That's all you got to do is break the skin and then just cut down.
It's very easy. Also, you just like kind of saw at it a little bit. It's easy. Also, I always wanted a magic bullet. I got nothing to blend, but I do want a magic bullet. Maybe I'd blend more things if I had one.
I kind of feel that way about the Instant Pot. I'm like, do I need that in my house?
You know, same. Because like I have a crock pot. And
I've never slow cooked anything in my life, but I'll get an Instant Pot.
Well, the Instant...
Is it Insta Pot or Instant?
Instant Pot.
Okay.
An Instant Pot is like the anti-slow... It's a fast cooker.
Yeah.
But it can also do a slow cook. But I was like, yeah, you put a bunch of things in it and you layer them and you just be like, set it to this meal and it does it. And I'm like, that sounds really convenient, actually. Anyway, we cut back to Eric because we're talking about Power Rangers ostensibly. So we cut back to Eric and he's like worrying about the Power Rangers and like clutching his pearls and like, They're not going to make it. This is all my fault. It's too powerful. I got to control the Q-Rex.
Hey, Eric, if you helped them.
If you weren't a dink, you could be helping them. Wes was trying to get you to do this the whole time.
If you just helped them out, they won't die.
Yeah.
And would probably let you keep that morpher. Would probably stop asking for you to give that back if you, were if just, you like, just were, like, cool with
like them. Like, a little bit of a team player for, like, a second. So he's, like, his computer on his wrist is, like, Eric, your voice won't work. Something's blocking the voice command. And he's, like, okay.
Immediately, he's like, hey, listen to me.
Listen to me. And then I just, like, I know the computer doesn't have hands, but I can feel it being like, oh, my God. Am I stuck on this guy? Okay. Cool. So then he shoots the Q-Rex to get its attention, which I like because it turns around and, like, knocks the Megazord down.
Yeah, it finishes with the Megazord first.
And it's like, hey! And he sees the blocker, which is like a little Nuva ring on his face.
It's like a breathe right strip.
Yeah. So then he shoots it and it's done. It's off. And now it's like, there's like the voice thing matches up. It's like, now you can control it with your voice. And so he says, replenish power. And so then the Q-Rex just gets strong.
It's like that scene in Mega Man X when you fight Vile and then Zero blows up on him and X just raises his hand up and gets all his life back.
Yeah.
It's exactly that.
That's dope. Wes, like, we cut back inside and Trip's like, oh, he's got control of the Q-Rex. And Wes is like, yeah, great.
Because Wes is like, what's he going to do with the Q-Rex?
Is he going to fight us with it? What's going to happen? So then Q-Rex starts fighting Ted, goes into man mode. That's right. He's got a man mode. Looks much more comfortable for the suit actor.
It does. I feel like he loses volume.
I don't think he does.
I didn't see the transformation.
He, like, folds upside down.
I, like, blinked and missed it. Yeah. But he looked, I mean, it's because he's in a man shape, I think.
Yeah.
But he looked smaller.
It literally, like, folds backwards up into itself. It's kind of weird, but it looks really neat. And then one of its arms is that Gatling gun.
Yeah.
Which I really like. And then it just, you know, kills him. It just kills Ted.
It just shoots him 6 times with his revolver hand.
And then, like, Eric jumps on top and takes control and is like, yeah, I'm the Q-Rex man now.
What I thought was going to happen when Mini Deco was like, hey, you can't talk to the Q-Rex right now. He's not listening to you. I thought he was going to try to get into it.
And, like,
because, like, the Dragonzord had a cockpit. So you could, like, manually control.
Right, but you controlled it with the flute, too.
So I thought it was going to be like that, where he had to, like, jump in and, like, override it.
Yeah.
Or just manually take the controls. But nah.
Nah.
He just shot it in the face and then it was his friend.
I mean, you got to show dominance over
the
T-Rex. Right.
Going to be the alpha male.
You got to establish that you are the alpha of the T-Rex or whatever. So then Eric's, like, riding on top of its snoot, and then we cut back down to the Rangers, and Circuit's there for whatever reason. Like, he's a loose cannon. And Trip's like, I don't know, maybe he'll surprise us. And Wes is like, well, I hope so, Trip. And then we cut back to Papa Colin's office, and Eric comes in. He's like, Dad, I have control of the Q-Rex now. Do you love me? Are you proud of me, Dad, now that I have control of the Q-Rex? He's like, yeah, and you're the new head of the Silver Guardians. And Wes turns around, Eric turns around and, like, smiles. And then we cut from there back to the clock tower. And Wes is like, are you sure you made the right choice? Like, they're doing something in the background. Wes is right in the foreground. He's like, are you sure you made the right choice? And they're like, what do you mean about what? And he's like, my dad has a lot of money and resources. He could help you fight Rantic and catch him way quicker. And Katie's like, well, yeah, but, and then Jen cuts her off and is like, no, yeah, you're right, actually. Maybe we didn't think this through. You know, first of all, we could live in, like, a real house and not a clock tower. Lucas, you could drive one of those cool SUVs. We don't have to take any more odd jobs. Just basically starts listing all these, like, benefits of joining the Silver Guardians. And this whole time, the other Rangers, and especially Wes, are just like, oh, no. Oh.
Except Lucas, who's like, I could drive that Jeep.
He's like, yeah, I could drive that. Well, the thing I like about Lucas, he's like, he'll go with whatever Jen's going with. Like,
yeah.
Like, he's her second in command. And I like that about him. And then Katie's like, Jen, what are you saying? And she's like, gotcha. I'm kidding. Right. Joking with you.
And I could tell when she started that, like, she thought she was being funny.
Yeah, she's messing with him.
But nothing she said was, like,
wrong
punchline.
Yeah, no, it was all 100% right. And then Katie's like, you've never told a joke in your entire life.
Yeah, it shows.
And she's like, I did now, though. Like, looks and smiles. And then Wes's like, I'm going to get you. And then they chase her upstairs to, like, tickle her or something. I don't know.
He made, like, choking hands when he started running.
Choking hands can also be tickle hands.
Like, I'm going to grab you.
Yeah.
And then you'll be sorry.
I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you.
Then you'll be got.
What you going to do then? And that is the end of the episode. So, Josh.
Yeah.
I started.
Oh, crud.
What's the best?
Man, I don't know.
The best is the Power Rangers running past Eric to go to Wes.
That is the best. When they were like, I don't care about your money. I want my friends.
Yeah, we've got more important stuff and friendship on our side. Suck it, Eric. What's the worst?
Eric. His inability to comprehend that what he's doing is making things worse for him.
Yes. He is very self-destructive.
I think he's self-destructive in a very selfish kind of way.
Yeah.
I think that's what frustrates me about him the most.
I think it all loops back to just that, like, incredible inferiority complex that he has. So, MVP. Oh, no, I gotta pick a worst. I think it might also be that from Eric. But, like, I also like that about him, so I don't know if I want to worst it. Is there a worst? No, I think it's Eric making up this fiction about how Wes is selfish and doesn't care about anybody but himself when, like, that's...
Eric, actually?
That's actually... He's projecting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So who's the MVP?
I think it has to be Wes.
I'm going to say it's Jen for her very good joke at the end.
No, I'm going to say Wes.
I'm saying Jen for her very good joke. I thought that was...
Although there's a more case for Jen is that she did turn down Mr. Collins.
Yeah.
The whole team did.
But
she's the leader.
If Jen would have been like, yeah, sure, then they would have been like, I guess we're Silver Guardians now. So now we got to rank it. The two-parter, both of them. Because we did not rank the last one.
Because the first one was they went back in time.
Yeah.
And they had the Universal Studios adventure.
Yeah. They went to Universal Studios Jurassic Park. I also very much liked that.
And I do like this episode. I know I say I hate Eric, and that's true. But I hate him the way I think I'm supposed to.
Yeah, I think so.
So
he's not like a sympathetic character at all, except when he's alone by himself and he doesn't need to put on any airs. I'm thinking kind of high.
Thinking a little high.
So Quantum Quest had Brickneck, a.k.a. Brick-a-Brac, a.k.a. Brett, a.k.a. Face Punch, who was really great and just super murdered. There was that really cool scene of Eric, after getting the Quantum Ranger power, like, coming down the balcony, killing a bunch of cronies and, like, doing time karate on Brickneck. Is a two-parter better than that?
I think so. I think the first part holds it up for me. This part's not bad. This isn't like a bad episode by any means.
The thing I like about this one is that they don't fix the problem in the first 5 minutes and have to like figure out what to do for the next 15.
Yeah, it takes the whole episode to wrap up the two-part story.
Yeah, and I like that. So that's number four. Above that is Worlds Apart, where Eric is introduced?
Yes.
I think so.
Yeah, I think it is. Because I'm looking at Force from the Future, which is the first two episodes.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking it's around that.
I think so, too.
I'm trying to remember.
The first part was all in the future.
Right.
And ended with them coming back. And the second part was, like, civilian Wes fighting cronies to save... this lady that he doesn't know.
Yeah, because he didn't even know about Power Rangers. He was just like a good dude.
Yeah, on a motorcycle. When's he getting his motorcycle back? And then he got the powers and they like did some cool Ranger stuff. And then at the very end, Jen took the morpher back. Was like, well, thanks. We got the DNA. We're good.
Right.
Because we needed it to morph. Like, that's it. So I think I maybe like that better than.
I think this is under Force from the Future. I think it's above Worlds Apart, though.
I think so, too. Because, there were no dinosaurs in Worlds Apart.
They did get chased by a real T-Rex and then by a robot T-Rex
in
this one.
What a day.
It's a couple days.
What a couple days. So coming in at number three, Clash for Control, the two-parter. So that's going to do it for us for today. We will be back on Monday for what, Josh? Quick, hurry. Now it's on you. We're trying to get out under an hour recording time.
For Bodyguard in Blue.
Bodyguard. Ooh, that's a good one. I do remember that episode.
The thumbnail has Nadira fighting.
Yeah.
Her nails are like extended, so I'm very excited about that.
The episode where with Seymour the Scientist, the driving instructor, that I was like, oh, that episode's really great. I thought that episode was Bodyguard in Blue.
All right.
So very excited about that. That is on Monday. But until then,
may the power protect you.
Anyway, that used to be our website. Now it's nothing. But heyjakeandjosh.com/morphinggrid is where our I think my cheeks tried to get outside of my mouth like this way.
You should tell them that the back of them already is on the outside.
Ah, they don't know that. They're just dumb cheeks.
Stupid cheeks.